You're listening to The Vitals, a monthly podcast for all things oncology nursing. For even more content, check out oncnursingnews.com or find Oncology Nursing News on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Hi everyone, I'm Brielle, Senior Editor at Oncology Nursing News. In this episode, we'll be talking about lung cancer advancements and how immunotherapy-related adverse events might present themselves as coronavirus symptoms. We'll hear from Beth Sandy, a nurse practitioner specializing in lung cancer at the University of Pennsylvania Abramson Cancer Center. She'll give an update on the latest and greatest in lung cancer, including small cell lung cancer, as well as advice for nurses on navigating care amidst the COVID-19 pandemic.
This year, not that it happened in the past few years, but this year we will definitely focus on immunotherapy, targeted therapy. It's just really where things are at right now in lung cancer. And there's updates in small cell lung cancer, quite a few this year. So that'll be very interesting because that's not something that we have seen in the past. And it's still a pretty prevalent type form of lung cancer. So it'll be exciting. There's a lot of changes.
That's great. So yeah, I know we've been seeing a lot of, over the past maybe 5 or so years, a lot of changes in non-small cell lung cancer. And now we're just recently, I guess, small cell lung cancer is kind of just starting to catch up. So can you talk a little bit about the exciting advances in small cell and what nurses and clinicians should know about these new treatments?
Sure. So first I would say, we started over the past couple of years using immunotherapy kind of in the second line setting, and it wasn't even necessarily approved there. We were using kind of ipilimumab and nivolumab in the second or third line setting where it wasn't technically approved, but there was some data. But now immunotherapy has really moved into the mainstay of frontline therapy for extensive stage small cell lung cancer in combination with chemotherapy. And there are now two different drugs approved. And there's some slight differences between the two. And then also in small cell, there's a new drug called lurbinectedin that's been approved very recently, just within the past couple months. So yet again, another option. Now, this is more of a standard chemotherapeutic approach. But in small cell, chemotherapy is the mainstay. It's very sensitive to chemotherapy. So it makes sense that we would, still utilize that angle of chemotherapy.
So for these new agents, I guess let's focus on the immunotherapy agents. What are the adverse events that nurses, doctors, and patients should be looking out for?
For lung cancer patients, they have a higher rate of pneumonitis than other types of cancer where immunotherapy is utilized. For example, a melanoma was kind of the first tumor type where immunotherapy became a mainstay of treatment. But their pneumonitis rates, that pulmonary inflammation from immunotherapy, is really low. It's 1% less. But where in lung cancer, if you look at some of the meta-analyses, it's up to 13% of lung cancer patients can experience pneumonitis from immunotherapy. So that is something really to focus on in lung cancer patients, is that inflammation, shortness of breath that can be induced by immunotherapy. And then the other stuff is pretty typical that we see across tumor types, like the endocrinopathies, the hypothyroidism, the colitis. Nephritis and hepatitis are uncommon, 1% to 3%, but they definitely happen. Just these other inflammatory. And then the derm conditions, again, less common in lung cancer, but more common in other tumor types, but something that we see frequently. I saw one this week, like a very strange kind of skin hypersensitivity almost reaction.
So how do you discuss with patients and their caregivers what to look out for and when they need to come into clinic and when they can maybe just talk to their nurse or their doctor on the phone? And especially now in the days of coronavirus, people might be kind of really, really apprehensive, I'd imagine, to go into the hospital or into the clinic. Are there times when, you say, no, you need to come in, we need to see you?
I know this sounds silly, but one of the most important things is make sure they have the right phone number to call. I know that sounds silly, but, I work in a large academic cancer center. They have a phone number for infusion, the main number to the office, the direct line to the office, the back line, the main line to the entire division. Like, there's so many different phone numbers. Make sure they know the right phone number to get in touch with your practice, because you're the one that knows what they're getting and what their risks are for developing these immunotherapy toxicities. So make sure they know how to get in touch with you. And then, it's hard when you're educating patients about immunotherapy. We say, the side effects are very different from chemotherapy. And it may not make you feel sick like chemotherapy would, but it has these other inflammatory conditions that can affect any body system. And, you know, if I sat there and told a patient, you could get hepatitis, nephritis, hypothyroidism, hyperthyroidism, adrenal insufficiency, pneumonitis, colitis. If I went and said that, it's just going to go over their head. It's too much information. So I think it's more important to say anything that's wrong, diarrhea, shortness of breath, even weird rashes, things like that, just call our office and let us kind of, you know, understand what your symptom is or side effects. And then we can take it from there and decide if you need to come in or if we can manage it from home.
So with the shortness of breath, and particularly, you know, in patients with lung cancer, the shortness of breath and other kind of maladies that patients are feeling, has there been recently an increase in people saying, maybe this is an immunotherapy, jumping to maybe this is coronavirus, and how do you navigate that?
Pneumonitis mostly does not have a fever. It's very uncommon to have a fever with pneumonitis. Whereas coronavirus, it's very common to have a fever. So that's kind of one of the, you know, basics right there. And then are they hypoxic? So pneumonitis is pulmonary inflammation. All those little alveolar cells are inflamed. So that gas exchange isn't happening. So they're almost always hypoxic. Whereas we haven't seen that as much with sort of mild to moderate cases of COVID, where, I mean, obviously if patients have comorbidities and they're sick and ventilated, they're hypoxic. But other than that, that's not kind of one of the presenting symptoms that I've seen in some of my patients that have developed COVID. So there are definite dissimilarities, like things that are not the same between the two. Again, it's important for a patient not to assume that they know what they have, to call us and let us kind of tease it out.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Vitals. Be sure to never miss a beat with Oncology Nursing News.